You see, my French, the computer makes life easier. Saves me time and headaches too. He sorts things out, analyzes in a shake. My enormous problem, to him's a piece of cake. He's got a great big memory like an elephant. Utilizes knowledge without end. That's why I'm a router for me computer. Everybody needs a friend. When my work piles up and I'm seeing red, 'cause I need five arms and an extra head, I find the computer becomes me troubleshooter. He keeps miles and miles of facts on file. My wish is his command. Nothing is astuter than a computer when I need a helping hand. Let me explain. They keep on top of accommodations, record and update reservations, coordinate telephone operations, and help plan energy conservation. They're really a great financial device. Payroll service is kept precise. They project attendance, then give advice on personnel, food, and merchandise. They're constantly focusing all their attention on matters of safety and fire prevention. They've given efficiency new dimension, with numerous examples too many to mention. And that's why I'm a router for me computer. Everybody needs a friend. You see, my friends, the computer does the drudgery, leaves me free for better things. I push some buttons and in and off a mow. What was a sticky wicket becomes an easy go. He's got a great big memory like an elephant. How he works is hard to comprehend. Complicated computations take him just a tick. He coordinates and tabulates and does it double quick. And that's why I'm a router for me computer. Everybody needs a friend. No need to stand, no need to stand.
Welcome to another episode of Cuckoo Bananas. Rowan, would you like to tell the boys and girls at home what today's theme is?
Computers.
Yeah, computers. Songs about computers. Not to be confused with our robots episode, but robots have computers inside them, basically. Two different things, though. Mm-hmm. And that first song, that first little song we heard, was from Disney World, of all places. It's a song that you could hear if you went to Epcot Center when they opened their doors in 1982. It was in the Communicore section of the building, part of the Astuter Computer Review. And I like that song because it's all about computers, but it sounds old-timey, like from an old musical or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's because it was written by the Sherman Brothers, who wrote a lot of songs for Disney. Yeah, these were the guys that wrote
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And also songs from The Jungle Book, like one of my favorites, Bare Necessities.
Mm-hmm.
We could put that in our animal show, too.
The one that the bear sang.
Yeah. So that'll start off our computer show. Now, the first song that I've got here, all queued up and ready to go, is a song called Fuzzy Logic.
It doesn't sound very much like a computer song.
Yeah. I'm glad you don't think so. You want to know what Fuzzy Logic is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, computer language is ones and zeros, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about that. That's how computers think, in ones and zeros. But let's think of one as a yes and two as no, right? Okay?
Yeah.
But between a yes and a no, there's lots of maybes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what fuzzy logic is. It's all of the being able to program something into the computer that's not a yes or a no, but a maybe. That's hard to do. Or it was hard to do when they came up with this idea in the 60s. So that's what fuzzy logic is. And the world is like that, right? Not everything is just yes or no. There's a lot of maybes in the world.
Yeah.
So that's what fuzzy logic is. And it's by a guy named Jerry Paper.
Jerry Paper?
I like that name.
Yeah.
Jerry Did, Paper.
Remember what the cover of the album looks like? Bunch of animals having a party.
Yeah. And there's lots of bears.
It looks super fun, yeah. So we'll start off our set with some fuzzy logic on this computer episode of Cuckoo
Bananas.
Did that sound like a computer, Ellie?
Yeah.
Like a computer talking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounded like someone using a special thing to make their voice like that.
Yeah. Sounded German, hey? That's from a CD I have called Jingles. It's all like little songs like that for the radio. And here we are on the radio. It's perfect. And that's an idea that you hear sometimes on like TV and movies, and now you're on the radio. The idea that like computers would take over the world. Do you think it's possible?
No.
Why not?
Because they can't walk, and so. But walking is part of taking over the world.
Is it? It's a necessary part of taking over the world. Oh, that song before came from a video game. Yeah, the video game called Jamalami, where you're a band of animals playing rock and roll music. And that song was called Joe Chin's Laptop Computer. Now, the computer just instructed us to dance. So I figure we should play a dancey song next. And it's also kind of a song about how computers will change the world. And so, of course, it came out in the mid-80s, when everyone was excited about computers.
Yeah, like the first song.
Yeah, actually, that first song was from 1982. And you know what else came out in 1982?
What?
The Commodore 64. That was like one of the first computers. Mm. And that's like the best-selling computer of all time.
Ooh.
And a lot of great music came out on the Commodore 64. So later we're going to play a song or two from Commodore 64. I'll let you pick. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Dance music. We're going to hear Nucleus.
Sounds like nuclear.
Yeah. And the song is called Computer Age, Push the Button. And it's a rap song. And then we're going to hear two funky computer songs. One called Computer Talk and Computer Programmer. What does a computer programmer do?
They put code into the computer to make it work and do all the stuff that it does.
Yeah, that's right.
Like coding video games on Scratch.
Mm-hmm. Something that you like to do now and again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Computer Programmer, yeah. So these two songs are by Sam Sclair and Gus Galbraith. And we're going to hear it after Nucleus on our computer edition of Cuckoo Bananas. Here on CFRU in Guelph and UMFM in Winnipeg. Hey, Ollie, what are you eating?
Computer chips.
Ollie's going to record the sound of a computer's keyboard for you to listen to. Sounds good, Ollie. Thanks. how do you think a computer works anyway, Zali?
You use the computer to type up things and work on computers, and you also type up stuff with them and listen to music with them.
That's true.
You can do lots of things with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're very smart.
Listen to music. What else could you do with a computer?
Sometimes play a game.
Play a game, yeah. What else, Ollie?
Code,
yeah. What else? Cough? No, you can't cough with a computer.
Buy records and stuff.
Buy records? Yeah, that's true. Where did you get that idea?
Because you always do it on your computer.
What? We put CDs in computers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Not records.
You could put CDs in there and listen to music that way.
Not records.
No, he's saying, but you could buy records on a computer and then they would get sent to your house.
And get books from the library on your computer.
Yeah, you can renew your library books on the computer, right?
Aha. Uh-huh.
If you have a fancy library, like we do in Guelph. Yeah, so we don't get late fees. But for some reason, we get late fees anyways. What's next for us here? Oh, we have a great song called Computer in Love. Do you think a computer could be in love?
No, but if it has eyes, yes.
Yeah? Well, what about, like, a camera?
Yeah.
Yeah? So what would a computer fall in love with?
Maybe a camera.
This song's by Perry Kingsley, and it's from their great album, The In Sound, from way out. And they took tape samples and cut them up, actually cut them with a knife, I guess. And then tape them back together to make these rhythmic sounds that you're going to hear of a computer in love. And then we're going to hear Jacques Sirule, Computers Générique, from his fantastic album called My Lovely Planet. So here's some instrumental computer songs on Cuckoo Bananas. Thank you.
I've smashed my whole room to pieces now. Sorry, room. Sorry, curtains. Sorry, duvet. I'm not sorry about smashing up that horrible computer alarm clock radio my brother gave me for Christmas. I've always hated that.
Than they do in the
Lebanon. Oh no, it still works!
His condition is said to be satisfactory. And now, another in our series on people who've totally sold out to the media and gone all commercial and heavy. This week, Neil.
Oh no, not that! Quick!
That was funny. He smashed his computer.
He smashed his computer alarm clock. The one thing in his room that he didn't want.
But he smashed his whole room.
Yeah. That was Neil from the Young Ones. He put out a really heavy record. Hey, Rowan.
What?
Can you tell us how a computer works?
With code, people put in it, the code controls what it does, like, for example, for a game, like, move to a certain place, would move it, like, move it to a certain place if you want it back where it is, you do another code that makes it go back where you want it.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, like, on the radio, on the computer, to record your voices, it would say, like, if anybody talking, then record every sound.
Yeah, that's a good example. If then is a type of code, right? Do you know a fancy word for computer information? Another word for it?
No.
No?
Code?
Well, yeah. Code is like computer language. It's kind of like the way we talk to computers. Another fancy word for computer information is data, right?
Oh, yeah.
You've heard that before? Yeah, so we have some songs up coming up next with the word data in them. Yeah. One, this song sounds very computery to me. It's a song called Data 8 by an artist named Scanfrom, who made a lot of really great music a while back now. But I think he's still actually making music. You can look him up. This is an older song that he did called Data 8. And then
there is
Data Link by George Fenton and Ken Freeman from their album called Hand Played by Robots.
And then it's Ghouls and Ghosts.
Yeah, we promised the boys and girls a Commodore 64 song, right?
Yeah, that's a type of video game control thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a computer. You can use it to play games on, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you tell them what Ghouls and Ghosts looks like?
Well, it looks like you're a knight, and then there's all the ghosts float everywhere and try to kill you, and then the ghouls come out of the ground with the... That would be like a reaper.
They look like reapers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty spooky game, eh? Walking through the graveyard at night. And there's gnarled old trees.
And you're a knight.
And you're a knight.
And at the end, there's a boss. And then if you get the key and defeat the boss, and then go through the door to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Now, that was a game that I played on Nintendo, but I guess there was a Commodore 64 version too, so we're going to hear the music from that. The interesting thing about Commodore 64 is it came out in 1982, but it was around for a really long time. So this song is from 1989. That's 7 years later. So it actually sounds pretty fancy for video game music. the music from 1983 and 1984 sounds like video game music, but this has like real guitar samples in it and everything, so it sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give it a listen after our two data songs on Cuckoo Bananas.
Good morning. Thank you.
Welcome back to Cuckoo Bananas. So what video game was that song from, Ollie?
Ghouls and Ghosts.
Yeah, Ghouls and Ghosts. And up next we have a couple songs from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Now, if you'll remember, on our Amazing Women episode, we played a song from Delia Derbyshire. And we've got another one from her right now. Because she worked with electronic music, she wrote a lot of songs that have kind of computery sounding titles. So this song of hers is called Computermatic. And then we're going to hear from a guy from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. He made music there in the early 80s. His name's Jonathan Gibbs. And his song is called Computers in the Real World. And we were just listening to it, and Ollie was doing a little dance. And I was thinking, do you want to do an art corner on this show, Ollie?
Yeah.
I was thinking it might be good if the kids at home, if they've got some markers and paper nearby, maybe they could draw what they think the inside of a computer looks like. It's a cool idea, right? And then they could send it to us on Facebook if they found us at K-O-O-K-O-O Bananas. And do you want to draw that too, Ollie?
Yeah.
And we'll put it up. We got a really cool picture of a banana that Ollie drew too. I'm going to put that on Facebook.
It looks like it's kind of blasting off.
Yeah, it does look like it's blasting off. He looks really happy. He's wearing a bow tie and a fancy hat.
And he has big, big eyebrows. Well, no, eyebrows.
Yeah, a unibrow. That's what you call it when you got your eyebrows attached in the middle.
Like this.
Mm-hmm.
So some people have that.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, that song we just heard there was called Mainframe Blues by Dave Vorhaus. And we have that on our computer show because a mainframe is a really big type of computer. Remember how a long time ago we were talking about computers the size of whole rooms? That's how big they were? Well, mainframe computers are still really big computers. They look like a whole locker at the pool. And it's all just full of computer. So that's why we played that tune. It comes from a great compilation called Electronic Toys. And we got time for just one more song today on Cuckoo Bananas. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun to listen to the sound of printers? Some really smart guys, almost 20 years ago, figured out that they could take a bunch of old dot matrix printers, and if they program them to print something specific out, they could make it sound like music, like an orchestra. So they got a bunch of printers all together and made songs out of the sounds of the printers printing. And since then, a bunch of people have taken up this idea, and you can go up on YouTube, and if you look up hard drive music or printer music or CNC machine music, you can find a lot of people making music just by changing the speed of different motors in different machines. It's pretty fun. But this is these are the first guys that I knew that ever did something like that. They're called The User. So we're going to hear a part of their Symphony for Dot Matrix Printers. And that'll be the end of Cuckoo Bananas for this week. Ollie, do you want to go grab that keyboard over there and hit the computer sound to play us out? Let's see, which one is computer? 7-8.